We are back. Steve Goss across from Mara Davis, and on behalf of Mara, myself, and our producer, Mike Johns, we wish one and all a very Merry Christmas, filled with your favorite music, and Mara can help us with that. Merry, Merry, Mara. Good to see you.
Merry, Merry, too. And as we get into the holidays, there are a couple of great cover bands or cover situations that we want to let you know about, especially if you have people in from out of town and you need something to do. You know, you can't spend that much time in the Target parking lot trying to avoid your family. Maybe you can go to the Variety Playhouse and see Rumors, which is the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're based right here, and they're going to be with the Dirty Doors, so you can get some great covers of Rumors and Door songs.
Yeah, get stuck in the 70s, and you can take your friends and relatives, because every song you'll hear is one that they'll know.
You'll know all the words. Yeah. That's great. And you don't have to worry about any Doors and decent exposure. It's going to be fun for the whole family. Come on, baby, light my fire. Nothing says Christmas like that.
And the Rumors band, they sort of look like the Fleetwood Mac members. I mean, there's a Christine McVie lookalike, Stevie Nicks, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood lookalike, and they sound really spot on, I think.
Can't get enough Fleetwood Mac.
No.
Wake up in the morning.
That's Rumors and the Dirty Doors at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
So, Mara, you're bringing to our attention a really cool event that's for a great cause. This time of year, Songs for Kids is having a benefit at Smith's Old Bar.
Well, they do several benefits throughout the year. And what I like about Songs for Kids is that they bring music into the lives of kids that are facing illness and hardship. With bedside performances. You know, you hear so much about therapy dogs and what therapy dogs do for kids, but think about how music is so empowering and how it can change your whole attitude. And what Josh Rifkind has put together is so remarkable. And every event I hear about, I'm like, ah, what a great idea. And this is one of them. They are doing a tribute to Adele, the music of Adele, which you don't see a lot because that is one artist who is very challenging to cover. But they are going to pull it off with artists like James Hall and the Steady Wicked, Amsterdam Station, and Josh Rifkind's Romantic Milano Cookie Time.
Hello from the other side.
And the show starts at 7 o'clock, a full evening of great music for a great cause.
That's right. That's Songs for Kids, the music of Adele at Smith's Old Bar tonight. So while you're at Smith's Old Bar, you can get tickets for Saturday night because B.O.B., do you know his real name?
Bobby Ray Simmons Jr. from Decatur, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
In the house.
You knew there was going to be a test because you...
No, I just know these things, Mara. Come on.
You love real names. Yes. Yeah, so he's going to be with special guests, and I think this is going to be a pretty neat experience. Trill Havi. Jackie Beats, or Jacques Beats, I hope I said that right, Jacques Beats, Roxanne with two X's, not three, Roxanne Montana, and London J. These are some of the people who he would like to introduce to you, and I'm sure he's going to do a little playing himself.
Yeah, it's his No Genre music label that he started a year or two ago, and he's featuring some of the people that are in his stable now. It should be a great show.
He's a big deal. I mean, he's produced and written for so many different people, and we'll see how this is going to be. I mean, that's a nice thing to do on Christmas Eve, to get away from your family and see some emerging music.
Yeah, and talk about a show that could be too big for this venue. B.O.B. at Smith's?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That's B.O.B. and special guest Saturday night, Christmas Eve, at Smith's Old Bar.
So we're taking Christmas Day off to recover and regroup, but on Monday night, the night after Christmas, at Eddie's Attic, an Atlanta-based singer, one of our favorites, David Ryan Harris, is performing.
Yes, and I think you should catch him now before he goes on tour with John Mayer. So he's been in John Mayer's band, and that's really how, I mean, obviously he's a very successful singer-songwriter. But he's toured with John Mayer, and he's, you know, on John Mayer's camp, and John's got new music out, and he will be going out on the road with him. So go ahead and see him before he tours. And he is so fun to see live. He'll actually be playing at the 38 Songwriters Festival. So I've seen him many, many times, and you can't not have a great experience because he tells stories, and he's a fabulous singer. Oh, I love David Ryan.
Chorus, foolish chorus.
That's David Ryan Harris at Eddie's Attic on Monday night. So, arguably, one of the biggest R&B singers since Marvin Gaye. I know that's a big statement, but R. Kelly, if you take out the controversy, has so many hits, so well known. And of course, I always think of Dave Chappelle's parodies of R. Kelly. I'm sure that R. Kelly doesn't want you to think that, but he is coming in concert, and for two nights, it's going to be a very big show.
And he's touring on a brand new Christmas album called The 12 Nights of Christmas. So if you think of whatever you thought about R. Kelly in the past, I Believe I Can Fly and all the other great songs. From now on, he wants you to think about it, Christmas.
I'm coming home for Christmas. I'm coming home for Christmas.
I Believe I Can Fly, you know, that huge crossover hit we played on Peach, and I think every format played that when it came out. I think the royalties from that song alone could keep him solvent for the rest of his life.
Totally. Well, he's got things he has to pay for.
You think?
Like lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it should be a really good show for two nights. That's R. Kelly at the Fox Theater Monday night and Tuesday night.
So this time of year, there's a lot of local folks who come back home to roost, to play while they're revisiting family and friends in the Atlanta area, and that includes Waka Flocka Flame from Riverdale, and I know you love it when I roll that off my tongue, and
I do.
I've had to practice it, but Waka Waka is easy for me to say.
Well, Waka, I've always put this on the list because I like to hear you say it, but also he's a fantastic artist, and he's been working with so many different people, and he's just been released from his contract with Atlantic Records, so he's actually going to be doing all kinds of different things. One thing Waka said in an interview, I love how I say it, like, I know Waka. I did see him in the airport one time, and he was meeting and greeting with fans and was so nice, FYI. But he says the most important person in the music industry is the engineer, because that's a fact. Nothing gets recorded, nothing gets heard, nothing gets played without the engineer. And that's something I say in radio, too. Always got to be nice to that engineer. You don't want the engineer on your bad side. I like that about Waka because he's got a real respect for the process of how music is produced.
Well, let's shout out to Roger Parker while we're at it. The engineer here
it
at
is
WAB.
The holidays.
Way to go, Roger.
Always be nice. Always be nice.
Great
guy. One of my favorite engineers, Robert LaFleur. Shout out. Love engineers.
Well, Waka Flocka is supposedly working on Flockavelli 2, the album, and he's been talking about it for 3 years. He says it's coming out soon, but soon may be a relative term.
Waka Flocka Flame, one hood, looking, riding real slow, bending corners, my hood.
That's Waka Flocka Flame at Center Stage on Thursday night. So this is a show that keeps happening after Christmas. I believe Gillian Welch was at the Variety last year at around the same time. You know, I think it's one of those things where when Christmas is over, you're like, oh, get me out of the house, get me back to work. And Gillian Welch, she just really loves to work. And one of the most beautiful voices in music alone. I know people really associate with her with Americana and bluegrass, but I don't know about you, Steve. I get the chills when I hear I'll Fly Away, one of my favorites.
She really is a unique talent, very special. She's re-released her debut album, Revival, that's just come out, with a bunch of outtakes and alternate versions of songs that were on that album that made her a household name in some parts.
Yeah, she makes it look really easy. The show is sold out, but you never know what could happen because, you know, the fans are just so rabid Americana fans. They've got their IPAs in hand, and they're ready for Gillian Welch.
So what you're saying, that they're so rabid as they're waiting to get into Variety Playhouse, they may stampede each other, and when the stampede's over, you can sort of step over them and get their seats?
I didn't
say that. Is
that
what you're thinking?
Come on now. That's Gillian Welch at the Variety Playhouse on Thursday night.